reading is from Matthew chapter 9, verses 35 through 38. And Jesus went throughout all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every disease and every affliction. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." This is the word of the Lord.
Please be seated. おはようございます。
Morning.
この朝はすでに司会のマイルス兄弟がアナウンスしてくれましたように、レイノード牧師の体調不良のために私が代わりにメッセージを問い継がせていただきます。
As Miles has already announced during the announcements, Pastor Reynold is dealing with some health issues right now and is unable to be with us today. So instead, Pastor Jane will be delivering the message.
どうぞ続けて、Reynold 牧師のために、その健康のために覚えてお祈りください。
And we would ask for your prayers for Pastor Reynold for the Lord to return him to health.
さて、今日語部では、第一コリントからメッセージを取り継いでいますが、英語部では、宣教について、語られているということですので、そのことを祈りのうちに思い巡らした結果、この今読んでいただいたマタイの箇所へと導かれました。
So over on the Nichigo side, right now we're going through 1 Corinthians, but I was told that over here in the English congregation we're teaching about evangelism outreach. And as I was thinking on that and meditating on that, I was led to the passage that we read today from Matthew.
このところから、主ご自身が、人々に語ってくださいますようにと願います。
And it's my prayer that the Lord would really speak to each one of us here today through this passage.
皆さんもご存知のようにまた今も読んでいただいたようにイエス様はご自分の足で町や村を巡り街道では教え御国の福音を述べ伝えあらゆる病気あらゆる患いを癒されました。
And as we know from studying the scriptures and from what we just read in today's passage, the Lord Jesus went throughout the cities and towns of Judea. He would go to the synagogues and teach. He would proclaim the gospel of the kingdom and he would heal every disease and every affliction.
ただそれによってすべての人が福音を聞くことができまたすべての人が病気やその患いを癒されたのかというとそうではなかったんですね。
But of course this does not mean that every person was able to hear the gospel or that every person was healed of their disease or affliction
それが教えを聞くためであり、であれ、病や患いの癒しでのためであれ、主のもとには実に多くの人々がそれぞれの期待を持って集まってきました。
But there were many people who did gather to Jesus and come to his presence with their various hopes and desires, some to hear his teaching, some hoping for healing.
この時の群衆がどのくらいの数であったかは分かりません。
And we don't know how large the crowds were that is described in the passage today.
でもこの後になりますけれども、ある時には男性だけで5000人、そこに女性や子供を含めると1万人は超えていただろうと思われる人々が主のもとに集まってきました。
But there is an event that happens a little bit later in the gospel where there is a number recorded where just counting the men, there were about 5,000 people gathered to hear Jesus, and if you were to include the women and children, it was probably over 10,000 people gathered at once.
どうぞイメージしてみてください。
So try to picture that scene if you could.
それが病であれ、病であれ、あらゆる問題、まあこれは悪霊のに関することも含まれていますが、あらゆる問題であれ、あなたのもとに助けを求めて人々が次から次へと押し寄せてきたらどうでしょう。
How would it be if you were the one they were coming to see. If 10,000 people came up to you with their various hurts, their sicknesses, perhaps issues with evil spirits that they wanted you to take care of, and they kept coming up to you one after the other, and it would never stop.
その数が2人や3人ではなくて群衆というほどの数であったならば、またそれが報酬を受ける、それを何か助けてあげることで報酬を受けるため、つまり仕事のためではなく全くのボランティアで、しかもその数が減るどころかますます増えていくとしたら、あなたならそのような状況の中で愛と忍耐を持って、また冷静に人々に接することができると思いますか?
Again, they're coming to you. It's not just a few people, two, three people coming to you. It's a crowd of people coming to you. And it's not like you're being paid for this. You're doing this on your own time. You're volunteering to do this. And if they kept coming, the crowds didn't decrease. They kept growing and growing. Would you be able to interact with them with love and patience in your heart?
私には4人の子供がいます。
I have four children.
彼らは私の子であるゆえに、まあ、もう言う前に皆さんなんかあれですが、彼らが私の子であるゆえに、私にとってはスペシャル、特別な存在です。
So, laughter before the punchline, but I guess that's okay. So they're my children, and so because of that, they're very special to me. They have their special presence for me.
でもそんな愛する我が子でも、まあ、皆が一斉にですね、一度に私のもとに来て、それぞれにその要求を伝えてくる、来たら、私はすぐに限界を覚えてしまいます。
And I love my children very much, but if all four of them came up to me at once with their own demands and what they wanted, I would reach my limit very quickly.
まあその後、私が彼らにどのように接するかは、まあ皆さんに想像にお任せしますが、でも実際のところは、主に変えていただく必要のあるところが、まあ、いくつもあります。
And I'll leave, what my reaction would be to your imagination. But there, let me just say that, in such a situation, there are a lot of things that I need the Lord to work in my heart to change about me.
私はそのようなものですが、でもイエス様は違いますね。
And that's what I'm like, a human being, but Jesus is different.
36節のところ、また群衆を見て羊飼いのない羊のように弱り果てて倒れている彼らをかわいそうに思われた。
In today's passage, in verse 36, it says, When he, Jesus, saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd.
イエス様はご自分のもとに来る群衆を見て、彼らをかわいそうに思われた、深く憐れまれたというんです。
So Jesus, looked at the crowds that were coming to him, and he had compassion on them.
羊飼いのない羊とはどのような状況ですか?
And it also describes the crowd as a sheep without a shepherd. But, what sort of situation does a sheep find itself in when it loses its shepherd?
それはそうですね、ロストですよね。彼らを養う存在がないだけではなくて、守るものがないということですね。
That's right, they're lost. They have lost not just their carer, the one who's to provide for them, but they've also lost their protector as well.
それゆえに、どのような形であれ、羊が命を落とすというのは時間の問題でした。
And so really, the end result of that situation is that the sheep is going to die.
イエス様はそのような人々を見て、蔑むのではなくて、彼らをかわいそうに思われた。
And Jesus, looking at the crowds like that, he didn't, look down at them in contempt. Instead, he had compassion upon them.
このかわいそうに思うとは、まあ、ギリシャ語のその言葉、私はあんまりそういうの、賢くないのであれなんですが、まあ、その言葉を見ると、心臓や肺、肝臓、腎臓、要はその内臓といったその言葉、それと関係性のある言葉ですね。
Now, the Greek word that is translated to, compassion here, and I don't usually like talking about the Greek because I'm not, so learned in that, but, the Greek for compassion has to deal, it has a word that, is linked to, your heart, your lungs, your inner organs.
他の人を見て、かわいそうに思うとき、私たちのこの腹わた、内側、内臓は痛みます。
And when we, look at those around us and we have compassion for them, when we care about them, it, can bring us pain that we feel inside us.
自分の愛するものや、がその病で苦しみ、またあるいはそのあらゆる問題に悩まされているときに、彼らをかわいそうに思い、私たちのその心はですね、痛みますよね。
And when those we love are dealing with sickness or illness, when they are struggling with various issues in their lives, when we see that, we have compassion on them. Our hearts hurt within us.
そしてできることならば変わってあげたいと思うと思うのです。
And we would think that if it was possible, we would want to trade places with them, take their pain upon ourselves.
ただイエス様はそのあらゆる病を癒し、あらゆる問題を解決する力を持っておられました。
But Jesus had the power to heal sickness, to take care of the problems that these people had.
実際にそのことをされていたわけですが、ですからそういう意味で、すでに答えを持っているという意味においては、主が人々のためにその心を痛める必要はなかったわけですね。
And in fact, that's what he had been doing. He had been healing the people. So in a sense, he already had the answers to their problems. There was not really a reason for him to have compassion on the people.
でも私たち罪人を救うために神のあり方を捨てて、神のあり方を捨てて人となって、私たちと同じ弱さを抱える私たちと同じ人となって来てくださった神の御子は、群衆を見て彼らを深く憐れみ、ご自身の腹綿を痛めてくださった。
But the Lord came down from heaven. He gave up his godhood, came down to earth to become a man.To take on the sins of the people. And so because of that, because of his heart, when he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them, he had mercy on them.
これが主の御心です。
And that is the heart of our Lord.
ただこのところにはイエス様が私は彼らをかわいそうに思うとおっしゃったとは記されていません。
But it's interesting that the passage doesn't say that Jesus said, I have compassion on the people.
この福音書の著者マタイはその主の御心をどうやって知ったのでしょうか。
So then if he didn't speak this aloud, how did the author of this particular gospel, Matthew, come to know the heart of his Lord?
ここには記されていませんが、主から直接そのように聞いたからですか。
Is it just that he didn't write it in this way, but he actually heard it directly from Jesus?
それとも当然主はそのようなお方だとマタイのその彼が思うところをこのように記したのでしょうか。
Or is he making an assumption based on what he knows about Jesus, that that is who Jesus is like?
聖書を読むとは、はっきりとわからないところが多くありますが、このところ実際のところはわかりません。
When we read the scriptures, there are many details we could get into that aren't provided with a clear answer. So we don't really know how he came to this understanding.
でも少なくともこのマタイ自身は主がそのようなお方であることを知っていたということができるでしょう。
But we can most likely say that Matthew knew that Jesus was a compassionate and merciful man.
というのもこの同じ9章の9節、少し前のところを見ていただくと、そこには主税人であったマタイが、主の一方的な選びと召しに、招きによってイエス様につくものとなったことを記していますが、彼自身の救いですね、そのことを記していますが、そのすぐ後に彼はイエス様が憐れみを好む方であることを記しています。
And I believe we can say that because just going back further in this chapter, in chapter 9, verse 9, we see the story of Jesus calling Matthew, who was a tax collector for the Roman government in the time of the oppression of Judea. And he was disliked by those around him, but he was called out of that profession by the Lord to be his disciple. And Matthew followed after Jesus. And right after that event, he writes,about Jesus, that he is a compassionate God, man.
その9節のすぐ後の10節から13節をそのまま読みますね。
So let me read after that, chapter 9, verse 9. We're going to read chapter 9, verse 10 through 13.
有名なところです。イエス様が家で食事の席について、おられるとき、見よ、主税人や罪人が大勢来て、イエスやその弟子たちと一緒に食卓についていた。するとこれを見たパリサイ人たちがイエスの弟子たちに言った。なぜあなた方の先生は主税人や罪人と一緒に食事をするのですか。
So again, chapter 9, verse 10 through 13. And as Jesus reclined at table in the house, behold, many tax collectors and sinners came and were reclining with Jesus and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw this, they said to his disciples, Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?
イエスはこれを聞いて言われた。医者を必要とするのは丈夫なものではなく病人です。私は憐れみは好むが、生贄は好まないというとはどういう意味か、言って学んできなさい。 私は正しい人を招くためではなく罪人を招くために来たのです。
But when he heard it, he said, Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. Go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice. For I came not to call the righteous, but sinners.
このところだけでもイエス様が罪人を憐れんでくださるお方であることがわかります。
And just from this passage alone, we can see that Jesus, is someone that has mercy on sinners.
でもその後を読み進めていくとそこには街道管理者の娘のよみがえりやまた12年の間長血を患っていた女性の癒しさらには目の見えない2人の人のこのダビデの声を私たちを憐れんでくださいという叫びに応えてイエス様が彼らの目を開かれたことが記されています。
But Matthew continues after writing that passage, describing three events of healing with the daughter of the leader of the synagogue being raised from the dead, and a woman who was suffering from illness for 12 years being healed, and also two men who cried out to Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on us, who were healed of their blindness.
このどれをとってもイエス様は彼らを憐れまれたということができるでしょう。
And if we look at any of those three events, we can say that Jesus had mercy on these people.
けれどもそれとは対照的に自分自身の行い、自分を罪人としてではなく自分自身の行いを誇り、神様の前に自分で自分を義とする正しいものと主張するパリサイ人たちはイエス様、このイエス様のことをこう言いました。
But it's interesting that the Pharisees, upon seeing Jesus' miracles, his acts of healing, described the situation in this way in verse 34.
34節、彼は悪霊どもの頭を使って悪霊どもを追い出しているのだと。
In verse 34 it says, But the Pharisees said he cast out demons by the prince of demons.
この対象がここで記されていますね。
And we can really see a comparison between Jesus and the Pharisees here.
話を今日の箇所に戻しますが、では羊飼いのない羊のようにより果てている倒れている群衆を見て彼らをかわいそうに思われたイエス様はその後どうされましたか。
So going back to today's passage, what did Jesus do after he saw these the crowds coming to him that were like sheep without a shepherd and had compassion on them?
37節38節のところ、その時弟子たちに言われた。収穫は多いが働き手が少ない。だから収穫の主に収穫のために働き手を送ってくださるように祈りなさい。
What he did is recorded in verse 37 and 38. It says, Then he said to his disciples, The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest.
イエス様は弟子たちに祈るようにおっしゃいました。
So what Jesus did was he told his disciples to pray.
収穫は多いが働き手が少ないとはどういう状況ですか。
And what kind of a situation is it when, or what happens when the harvest is plentiful, but there are only a few laborers?
私は畑仕事、町で育ったので畑仕事とは極めて関係の薄いものです。握手などをするとですね、この柔らかい手だなってちょっとそのね、苦労してない手だって言われたことも何度もありますけれども、でも畑を耕す人にとって収穫が多いことが喜びであることは分かります。
I was born and raised in the city, so really not very familiar with farm work or harvest. I've been told when, upon shaking someone's hands, that they say, oh, you don't really have any calluses. Doesn't seem like you work with your hands very much. But I know that a plentiful harvest is something that brings great joy to those who work the fields.
でもせっかく収穫が多くてもそれを借り入れるための働き手が足りないならば全部を借り入れることはできないので、残されたものがダメになってしまうわけですよね。
But even if you have a wonderful harvest ready to be gathered in, if you don't have enough workers to gather everything, you're going to be left over with some things that you couldn't get to in time that are going to spoil and go bad.
もちろんここでの収穫とは霊的な意味であり、つまりそこには主の救いを必要としている人々が多くいるということです。
And of course, what Jesus is referring to here is not actual fruits or vegetables grown in a farm. He's referring to the spiritual salvation of the sinners who need the salvation of Jesus Christ. He's saying that there are many people who need that salvation.
でもそのための働き人が少ないと主はおっしゃった。
But there are too few laborers to gather that harvest.
そのような状況を知って、皆さん、あなたならどうしますか？
If someone told you that this was the situation, what would your next step be?
その分、自分が、その働き人たちが多く働いたらいいと思いますか？
Would you say, okay, well then the people who are doing that kind of work need to work harder?
それか働ける人を何とかしてどこからか連れてきて、連れてきたら良いと考えられるでしょうか。
Or would you say, okay, then we need to increase the number of workers that we have.
イエス様はおっしゃいました。
But this is what Jesus said.
だから収穫の主に収穫のために働き手を送ってくださるように祈りなさい。
Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest.
主はだからあなたは休みなしに働きなさい。だから弱音を吐かずに死に物狂いで働き続けなさい。人々を口説いて仲間強引にでも強制的にでも連れてきなさい。連れてきて働かせなさいとはおっしゃらなかった。
The Lord didn't say, therefore you work as hard as you can without taking any breaks. Therefore you work as hard as you can without complaining.Without stopping, or therefore you go convince people to come work with you so that you have enough people. He didn't say any of that.
なぜその状況で祈りなんですか?
Why was his command to pray in the face of this situation?
この後そうおっしゃいながらその後実際に10章を見るとイエス様は弟子たちにご自分の技を行う権威を与えられることで彼らを使わされます。
And continuing after today's passage, going into Matthew chapter 10, we see the Lord giving his authority to his disciples and sending them out into the cities and villages.
でも主がまず言われたこと、それは収穫のために働き手を送ってくださるように祈りなさいということでした。
But before he did that, his command to them was to pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send laborers.
イエス様が祈りなさいとおっしゃるとき、それはイエス様ご自身のためではありません。
And when Jesus says and commands us to pray, he's not asking for prayers for himself.
イエス様が必要だから祈ってくれって言ってるのではない。
He's not saying, okay, I need some assistance, I need strength, and so you're to pray for me.
それは弟子たちのためであれ、ためであり、私たちで言うのはそれは私たちのためですね。
Instead, the prayers are for the sake of the disciples and therefore our sake as well.
私たちの父なる神様は弟子たちが祈らなくても収穫は多いが働き人が少ないことをよく知っておられます。
And our Heavenly Father, of course, knows all things. So He knows, even without the prayers of the disciples or us, that the harvest is plentiful, but that the laborers are few.
そして弟子たちが、または私たちがその状況や人々のことを心配するよりもはるかに増して、神様はそのことを、つまり人々のことをケアしておられます。
And he is far more concerned about that situation than we could ever be. That is, he cares more about those people than we could.
だからこそこのお方にこの収穫の主に祈るようにと主は弟子たちにおっしゃいました。
And that is why Jesus' command was for his disciples to pray to God.
彼らが自分の考えや自分の方法でそれぞれ自分勝手に人々を人助けをしようとするのではなく収穫の主に祈ることで主によって使わされ主の御業、宣教の技、主の救いの技を行うためでした。
So instead of each of the disciples thinking on their own about how they were to obey the commands of God or what they were going to do and being a disjointed effort, instead they were to pray to the Lord and to receive a commission from God to go out to perform the work of spreading the gospel.
どうぞ考えてみてください。祈りなさいとおっしゃるそのイエス様の言葉を無視し、祈りの力を侮る人に人々を救いに導くことができると思いますか?
Now, let me ask you a question. Do you think that someone who ignores the command to pray, who doesn't depend upon God, but tries to do everything on his own strength, do you think that such a person would be able to lead other people to salvation?
物質的な必要は見えても、でそのことは大事ですよ、大事なんだけれども、物質的な必要は見えても、霊的な必要に目が開かれていない人に、目に見えないこの方を、救い主を明かしする、これがメインですよね、宣教の中心です、イエス様を明かしする、そのことができるでしょうか。
Now, it's easy for us to see the physical needs that the people around us have, and those are important as well. But for someone who doesn't pray or doesn't have their eyes open to the spiritual needs of their people around them, do you think such a person could deliver a proper testimony about the spiritual God and about Jesus Christ? And that's what spreading the gospel is about. It's delivering a witness about Jesus. Do you think that they would be enabled to do that?
祈ることと働くこと、それらはどちらかではありません。
And so praying and working, these things have to go hand in hand.
祈る人は主の働き、つまり宣教へと向かいます。
Those who pray are going to be led to further the work of God. They are going to go out and evangelize.
でも、主のために働いているようでも、その人が祈る人であるとは限らない。
But at times, even if it appears that someone is serving the Lord, is going out to evangelize, perhaps they are not praying and receiving strength from God.
皆さん、今日あなたは祈る人ですか?
Let me ask you, are you someone that prays?
孤児の父として知られるジョージ・ミュラーは、皆さんもご存知だと思いますが、その生涯の間に1万人にも上る孤児たちを養い育てたと言われます。
There's a man named George Mueller that I think many of you might be familiar with. He is known as the father of the orphans. And during his lifetime, it is said that he supported over 10,000 orphans.
私は4人でいっぱいいっぱいですけれども、でもそれは、このジョージ・ミュラーは、それは彼自身が何か特別な力、優れた能力を持っていたからですか?
And again, I'm reaching my limit just with my own four. But do you think that George Mueller was able to do this because he had ability, because of his own strength?
違いますよね。それは神様の力によりました。
No, he was able to do this because he received strength from the Lord.
イエス様に出会うまでの彼は、もうだいぶ短くしますけど、出会うまでの彼は、もう幼い頃、まあ、その環境のいろいろそういったものはありますが、年若くして、世の中のあらゆる習慣、悪い習慣をことごとく身につけていた、まあ、その罪人の罪人だったわけです。
We're not going to go into too much detail about his history, but at a very young age before, well, not too young, but at a young adult age before he met the Lord, he had already absorbed all the sin and evil customs in the world. You could say that he was a chief among sinners.
Teenager.酒癖もティーネージャー酒癖も悪く牢に入れられたこともありました。
He had issues with alcohol. He was also put in prison.
けれどもそんな彼をイエス様は見捨てない。憐れまれてご自分の救いへと導かれました。
But the Lord did not forsake him. Instead, he had compassion on him. He had mercy on him and led George Mueller to salvation.
彼は25歳で牧師になりますが、最初の子が死産であったり、また奥さんが大病になるといった試練の中を通ります。
He became a pastor at age 25, but then he had to go through some difficulties. He and his wife lost their first child during the birth, and his wife also came down with a very heavy illness.
けれどもそのような試練の中で、苦しみの中で彼は神様にのみ信頼することを学びます。
But in the midst of those trials, George learned to depend upon God and to put his trust in God.
そしてその神様に対する信仰とその祈りを通して多くの孤児たちを養い育てました。
And it was through his trust in God, through his dependence on God, and his faith in God, and his time of prayer that he was able to become a father figure to these many orphans.
祈りを通してこのご自分に近づく彼を収穫の主がその働きのために使わされたからです。
And this was because the Lord of the harvest, received the prayers of George, saw him drawing near to himself, and sent him out to work at the proper time.
皆さんはこのように主に豊かに用いられた人のことを聞くと励まされますか?
And when you hear stories of people that are used richly like this by the Lord, are you encouraged?
私自身はそれが祈りの力、もっと言うと主の技であったというところからして大いに励ましを受けます。
I really find encouragement in stories like this in seeing that it is the power of God and the power of prayer that is working in the people and enabling them to serve the Lord in this way.
でも自分自身がそのように主と主の道からにのみより頼み、実際に祈りの人、祈る人であるかというと、そうとは言い難いところに自分の信仰の薄さ、不信仰さを正直見ます。
But then when I look at myself again and ask myself if I am depending upon the Lord in the same way, if I am trusting in Him, if I am a man of prayer, and I see myself lacking in certain situations, and in that I see that my faith is not as strong as it could be, that there is some unbelief in me.
それは彼と比べてどうこうというよりも、そこに全知全能、全知全能なるお方、その神様を信じると言いつつも、でもそれでもまだ自分の悟りや力に頼ろうとする愚かなこの自己中心な罪人の姿をそこに見るからですね。
And that's not because I'm comparing myself to George Mueller or to somebody else. It's because when I look at myself, I see that instead of depending upon the all-knowing, all-powerful God of the universe, there's still times when I depend upon my own way of thinking, my own mind and my own strength. I see that selfish nature of a sinner still residing in me.
でもイエス様はそのこともすべてご存知で、私をまた皆さんあなたを今なお深く憐れんでくださいます。
But Jesus knows that I am like that. He knows that we are still sinners and He loves us and has mercy on us even though we are still sinners.
そしてあの十字架においてご自身が流してくださった血潮が今日今主を信じるすべてのものに今でも有効であることを主は語ってくださいます。
And he draws near to us and he comes and tells us that the blood that he shed for us on the cross, the sacrifice that he made, is still, is enough for us to take on all our sins.
それは救われた後もです。
And thisDoesn't just happen when we first come to faith. This continues. This forgiveness by the blood of the Lamb continues after that first confession of faith. It continues.
なぜならイエス様は私たち罪人がその罪とその力から解放されて、今日もその戦いがあるわけですが、そこから解放されて新しく神の子供として生きるために十字架の贖いの死を遂げて、またその死から蘇ってくださったからです。
And that salvation again is made possible because Jesus Christ came to this world, because he died on the cross for us so that we might be forgiven of our sins, that we might be called the children of God. But he didn't just die, he also rose from the dead to give us a hope of eternal life.
イエス様は弟子たちに祈りなさいとおっしゃいましたが、でもこのことのためにイエス様ご自身は収穫の主にから送られて私たちのもとに来てくださいました。
And Jesus told his disciples to pray for laborers, but Jesus himself was sent out by the Lord of the harvest for that express purpose, to come to this world and bring a path of salvation.
ですからこのイエス様のうちにあるものは、イエス様を今日今信じているということですが、あるものはもはや罪悪感を背負ったり、義務感によって生きる必要はありません。
And therefore those who are in Christ, that is those who have accepted Him as their Savior and who believe in Him today, do not have to live any longer with a feeling of guilt or a feeling of duty in their lives.
でもこの主の憐れみ、深い憐れみが私自身にだけではなくて、すべての人にも向けられていることを知るゆえに、私たちはその主の恵みに満たされて、押し出されて、他の人のために祈り、また生きるようになります。生きます。生きるのです。はい。
But when we believe in Jesus Christ, when we see and see His mercy for us, see the compassion that He has for us, and that is not poured out just on ourselves, but is poured out and offered to everyone in this world, then we are pushed out of our comfort. We are by the grace of the Lord to begin to pray for those around us to live for their sake, to bring the gospel to them.
そしてそのようにして収穫の主に祈るならば、あのイザヤのように、ここに私がおります、私を使わせてくださいと自分自身を捧げるものへと変えられていきます。
And as we pray to the Lord of the harvest to increase the laborers, we will be led, we will be changed by the power of God to become like Isaiah, saying, Lord, here I am, send me. And we will offer ourselves for his service.
自分の力を過信するからではなくって、イエス様の御心とその力により頼むからですね。
And we can do that not because we are confident in our own abilities, but because we depend fully upon Jesus Christ and his will for us.
罪人をかわいそうに思われた主、深く憐れまれるイエス様はそのような人を収穫のために働き人として用いられます。
And it is those people who pray and who offer themselves to the Lord that Jesus will use to further his kingdom.
ですから何ができるかできないかは最も大事なことではありません。
So it's not important about what you can or can't do.
イエス様はご自分の御言葉に聞き、イエス様のその御言葉に聞き、祈る者に聖霊を通し力を与え、その宣教の技へと人々を救い主であるイエス様ご自分のもとに導く歩みへと主が使わせてくださいます。
Instead, the Lord will lead you as long as you are spending time in His Word, as long as you are praying with Him. He will give you the Holy Spirit, the Helper, to give you strength, and that will lead you on to evangelism, to spreading the gospel.
あなたは祈る人ですか?
Are you someone that prays?
お祈りしましょう。
Let's pray.
愛する天のお父様。
Our Heavenly Father.
あなたの素晴らしい皆を褒めたたえます。
We praise your wonderful name.
私たちの周りには傷つき終わっている人がいます。
Lord, there are many people around us who are hurt, who are experiencing weakness.
生きる目的が分からずに、希望がなく暗闇の中を歩んでいる人がいます。
There are those who are unsure of their purpose, who are wandering in the darkness without hope.
また世界に目を向けるならば、実にその数は多く、また問題は大きすぎて、自分ではどうすることもできません。
And when we turn our eyes to the world around us, we see many problems, many issues that we cannot control, that we cannot do anything about.
私たちが良いと思ってしても、したことでもそれが別の問題を生み出すことも多々あります。
There are even times when we do things out of the goodness of our hearts that lead to more troubles.
どうかしよう私たちを憐れんでください。
So Lord, we ask for your mercy upon us.
あなたが使わされることがなくては私たちの働きは虚しいのです。
For Lord, if you do not send us out, then anything we do is can perhaps be worthless.
あなたが共に行ってくださらなければ永遠に残る実を結ぶことなどできません。
And if you are not with us, if we do not abide in you, we cannot bear fruit that will last for eternity.
どうか私たちをあなたの心を御心をその深い憐れみを知る者そして祈る者へと作り変えてください。
So Lord, we ask that you would change us, that we would become a people of prayer, that we would know your heart and the deep compassion that you have for the people of this world.
そしてあなたに祈るものを収穫のためにどうぞお使わしください。
Lord, we ask that you would send out your prayer warriors to work in the harvest field.
主の御名によって祈ります。
We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.